time for another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is back with me in the studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the line to try to guess the tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Paul Mack is joining us from Salem, Oregon. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Great to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
So where do you listen to our show?
Well, Salem has an overlap, although I hope no one contacts the radio stations and tells them. We get both KWAX and KBPS.
Right, KWAX and Eugene, KBPS in Portland. Well, you're very lucky to live where you have two classical radio stations in town.
I know.
Paul Mack, your job, of course, as you know, to try to guess the tune and the composer. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you need some help with either of those, I can make an attempt anyway.
I'll take a stab.
Okay. And Paul, if you run into trouble with the composer, we do have two musical clues that might give you some help as well. So if we're stumped there, you can ask for your clues, okay?
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay, here's your piano puzzler. Wow.
Pretty wild, eh?
What an interesting sound world.
Well, one of my, actually, Fred, one of my favorite composers.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I don't do this too often on this show because a lot of people may not be so familiar with him.
Well, I can't wait to find out who that is. Paul,
me too.
Paul, any first reactions to that?
Well, 20th century.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Is he Russian?
No, but you're very close with Russian.
Ah, wonder what that means.
Well, you're in the right part of the world.
Eastern European?
Yes.
Oh, Janáček.
You're right.
Whoa, Leos
Janáček. That was
fast.
That was strange to go from nowhere to Janáček.
Janáček is one of those guys who's so unique, but it's not like you can really put your finger on it.
It is, you're right. It's really unique, and he has a very distinctive voice. And to me, it's one of the most unusual minds in music, because he was so different from everybody else.
Well, Paul, you want to leave it there, or should we go after that tune, too?
Oh, we must have the tune.
We must.
We must not hesitate.
All right, let's go forth and find this tune. It is.
Like a cowboy song.
It's not about that kind of thing, but the tune definitely is an American Western type folk song, yes.
Oh, Fred. Any hint?
That's right. You got it.
Boy, I'm able to sing along with bits and pieces, but I'm not coming up with a name.
It's called Jenny Jenkins, and it's sometimes called "What Will You Wear, Jenny Jenkins."
Bruce, can you sing us this song so we know what this is?
Let's see if I know the words. It's something like, "Oh, what will you wear, Jenny dear, Jenny dear? Oh, what will you wear, Jenny Jenkins? I won't wear red; it's the color of my bed." You have to make up that part. But then there's some kind of nonsense thing, and I won't wear flicky flacky wicky, something like that.
That's very cute.
Yeah, it
so,
is.
So Flicky Flacky Wicky Wacky in the style of Leos Janacek.
It seems unlikely, doesn't
East
it?
East meets West, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Paul Mack, you got Leos Janacek. That was a remarkable leap. Wonderfully done. To...
I'm sorry, Jenny wasn't in my repertory.
Well, great job to get Leos Janacek. Paul Mack, we know that you're a fan of KWAX in Eugene and KBPS in Portland. Paul Mack from Salem, Oregon, thank you very much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Well, you're very welcome. It's always nice to hear you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we'll be back to take another stab at it next week. And I'll see you then, Bruce.
Bye, Fred.